Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Berlin Vilfort, and welcome to Solomon Wise. So if you hear a noise in the background, those are lawnmower guys cutting the grass in my neighborhood, in my neck of the hood. But anyway, so I've been walking. 5-6 times a week, a week now, and it's not because it's like the main purpose of me doing that. It's not because I want to lose weight or anything like that. Although I do kind of would like to go back to how I was when I was in high school, which I don't want to mention. But the idea for me, it's enjoyable because I get to think about my goals. I get to think about my dreams. I get to listen to a lot of big thoughts, ideas, and I get to think about creativity. I get to think about how I can actually improve my life, you know. I listen to podcasts, I listen to audiobooks and whatnot. Sometimes I just, you know, put on YouTube and just listen to motivational that was not me. That was somebody screaming from somebody calling Earl. Anyway, so I just listen to motivational type. That's so funny. But anyway, yeah. So that's what I do when I do walk, and it's been very enjoyable. And my focus most of the time, it's not on, hey, I gotta lose X amount of pounds. I got to, my thoughts is on, okay, how can I grow? How can I be a better person? How can I grow my income? How can I, multiply 10 times? You know, multiply my knowledge 10 times. So those are my thoughts as I'm walking. Try not to focus it on, you know, the actual pounds type thing people tend to when they go to the gym. And I just make it the best time to the point where it's like, wow, I just came up with a great idea. And that's what I'm hoping for. Anyway, so today I was reading Proverbs chapter 21. Since today is, I try to read a proverb every single day of the month. So today is the 21st of May. So I read Proverbs chapter 21, and there are two proverbs that actually stick to mind as I was reading. And is the very first one. It says, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the river of water, he turns it wherever he wishes." That was the first proverbs that caught my attention when I read it. I'm like, okay, you know what? It's like being a king. If you picture yourself as a king, knowing that you are not in control of your heart, it's God that actually has the last saying of everything. But being in that level of kingship to the point where everybody, you're looking down to everybody. I mean, unless if you are a humble king, then yeah, you might not look at it that way. But nowadays, people of high rank tend to look down on the poor, on the people with low ranking. But if you are in that position as a king, and you recognize, you acknowledge that you are not in control, it's God who's in control, wow, your kingdom will definitely grow if you acknowledge that. And I think a lot of the times what's going on in the world is because people of knowledge, people of high rank are prideful. People of high rank do not acknowledge God. I mean, there are a lot of celebrities when they get their whatever awards, whatever, Academy Awards, whatnot. Some of them, you know, they'll say, "Oh well, I think God or whatnot, but a lot of them don't acknowledge God for their success. A lot of people tend not to acknowledge God simply because, you know, they think that they did it on their own. When the Bible tells you King Solomon himself, which was the wisest man who ever lived, is telling you that, hey, you are not in control. I realize that I'm not in control. I'm the wisest man in the world. I'm like the richest man in the world right now. Wealth is no option. If you read the book of Ecclesiastes, you'll see that King Solomon had so much wealth that he tried to do everything else to, you know, everything to bring happiness into his life. And he found that it was all vanity. You know what I mean? So he's telling you that, hey, you are not in control. You can set your mind to this, but it's God that does the final saying. And there's another verse that it's chapter 21, verse 20, that I wanted to point out, but this is another conversation. It says that there is desirable treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man squanders it. And what I thought about that verse is that it's not telling you that there's no desirable treasures in your home. Even if you're poor, if you are like living in poverty, you're not rich. It's not telling you that there's desirable treasures in the house of the rich. It's saying, look, there's desirable treasures in the house of the wise. So it's like, this is to me another conversation, and I will get back to you guys with another podcast with this one. So I will leave you with this thought. Elevate your thought. Be wise in everything that you do. Plus, I gotta pee, so that's why I'm rushing this. But anyway, I gotta go. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.